Welcome to day 197. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, we like to post them on Erev Shabbos, so they're sitting ready to go in your inbox on Motzei Shabbos. For those who are concerned, I guess I have good news. We are no longer dealing with Meduma. We're no longer dealing with Truma mixtures. Says Mishnah Aleph, Ha'ochel Truma Shogeg, one who eats Truma unintentionally, meaning a non-Kohen who eats Truma unintentionally. It doesn't mean they don't realize they're eating. It means that that which they're eating, they don't realize that that's Truma. They just think it's regular grain. Another possibility, as the Mefarshim points out, is that it could be that they know they're eating Truma, they just don't realize how serious a prohibition it is to eat Truma. Either way, if they eat Truma, if a non-Kohen eats Truma unintentionally, Meshalim Keren Vachomesh, you pay back the principal, meaning however much you ate, you have to pay that back to Truma, Vachomesh, and you have to add a fifth. Now, always in halacha, it means a chomesh milavar, meaning afterwards, after you add it, then it's a fifth of the total. But when you're adding it, it's actually less. It's really a fourth. So imagine you have 100 sa'ah. If you add, you would add 25. That's really a quarter. You'd add, so now at the end of the day, you have 125 that you're paying back. So the 25 is now a fifth, meaning at the end of the day, once you've added it, now it's a fifth. But either way, keren v'chomesh. Now, Echad ha'ochel ve'echad ha'shoseh ve'echad ha'sach. Whether this non-Kohen ate the Truma, or drank the Truma, or even anointed with the Truma. We said earlier, those are the three ways that a Kohen is allowed to consume Truma: eating, drinking, or anointing. So, if a non-Kohen does either of those things, that would be prohibited, because that's what a Kohen does use it for. So, if a non-Kohen does it, then echad ha'truma, sorry, not then, echad ha'truma tahor ve'echad ha'truma tmeir. Whether it is pure Truma or impure Truma, mishalem chumsha, you have to pay that extra fifth, and v'chumim. If you then somehow you add the fifth, but before you give it to a Kohen, I guess you forget and you eat it again, then you'd have to pay back that fifth and then a fifth on that fifth, meaning you would still continue going on perpetually. So what, regardless of what type of Truma it is, as long as you used it in a way that a Kohen would normally use Truma, or the way that Truma is normally allowed to be consumed, if a non-Kohen did that, you have to pay back the Keren, the principal, and the Chomesh. Now, Ein Meshalem Truma El Chulin Mitzukanim. You're only allowed to pay back Truma from already fixed a grain, so to say. Meaning that you can't pay Truma back from other Truma that you have, because that's just cheating. Meaning you already owed that Truma to a Kohen. That's not paying back the Truma that you ate. So you can't do it from Truma, and you can't even do it from Tevel. You can't do it from totally untithed produce. You need to give to a Kohen a produce that you already separated Truma and Maestros from. Now you would be allowed to eat this this grain, and that's the grain that you have to give to a Kohen, and then it becomes Truma. Vehem Nas in Truma. Once you do that, it becomes Truma. Now, Vatashlumin Truma. The same thing is true, is that if you then somehow that which you separated to call it Truma before you give it to the Kohen, meaning you're paying back with this grain, so you're about to give it to a Kohen, and then you forget and you eat that, so then you'd have to separate the same thing. You'd have to take more grain and separate it and give that to the Kohen. And that the next part is also Truma, meaning it continues going perpetually as well. Now, Im Ratza Kohen Limchol Eino Mochan, important talacha. If the Kohen says, hey, listen, I know you ate Truma that was coming to me, or Truma that was even already mine, I know you ate that, it's okay. I want to forgive you for it. You don't have to pay me back. Says the Mishnah, Eino Mochel, doesn't work. He's not allowed to do that. Why? Because from the payback perspective, meaning from the perspective of you are paying back the Kohen that which he or she lost out on, so then, yes, the Kohen should be allowed to be mochel it, to forgive it. But that's not the only reason you're paying it back. You're paying it back because the Torah says that when you misuse Truma, when you eat Truma and you weren't allowed to, you have to pay back the Chomesh. You have to pay back the Keren and the Chomesh. So the Kohen can't forgive that. The Torah says it's a Gezeiras HaKasur, so to say. It's a decree of the Torah. So the Torah can't, the Kohen cannot say, I forgive it. You have to pay the Kohen back, even if he doesn't want to, even if he doesn't want to accept it. Another reason is offered, not just that the Torah says it, but also because if Kohen can just do that, and let's say you're friends with Kohanim, so then it could just turn into like a free-for-all, which the Kohen says, yeah, you can eat that Truma, I'll forgive you, and then Zarim, non-Kohanim, are just going to start eating Truma all the time. Anyway, that is Mishnah Aleph. And now Mishnah Beis, Bas Yisrael She'ach LeTruma. If there is a woman who is a Yisrael, meaning she is not a Kohen, who eats Truma unintentionally, she wasn't allowed to, but she ate Truma, V'achar Kach Nises LeKohen, and then afterwards she got married to a Kohen. The halacha is that once she gets married to a Kohen, she attains the status, so to say, of a Kohen, and she is now allowed to eat Truma. But when she originally ate the Truma, she was not allowed. She was a Bas Yisrael. So what do you do? Im Truma Shelo Zacha Ba Kohen Achla, if she ate Truma that had not yet been acquired by a Kohen, meaning the owner had separated this as Truma, you did the Hafrasha, but he didn't do the Nesina yet, he didn't give it to a Kohen yet. So there was no particular Kohen who was singled out for it, so it had the status of a Truma, but it didn't yet belong to a Kohen. Then, Mishalem Es Karen B'Chomesh La'atzma. Then, yes, she has to pay it back, but she can pay it back to herself, because now she is someone married to a Kohen, she is allowed to eat Truma, so she's allowed to pay it back to herself and just treat that which she pays back, the Karen and the Chomesh, she treats it as Truma. But, Im Truma kezachaba koin achla, but if she ate truma that already belonged, not only was the hafrasha done, not only was the separation done, but it was also given to a koin, so now it belongs to a particular koin, then mishalemes karen labailim, she has to pay back the principal to the person from whom she took that truma, so now that person is, restitution has been made, the person has the full amount that he lost, v'chomesh la'atzma, but she's allowed to keep, she's allowed to pay that extra fifth to herself and treat it as truma. Why? Because they said, Chazal said, one who eats truma unintentionally, mishalem karen labailim, you pay back the principal to the person, the kohen that owned that truma. V'chomesh the chomesh yirtze, but you can pay back the chomesh to anyone you want, because the karen is the part, the principal is the part that pays back the kohen, but the chomesh is really just a fee. It's a fine because you violated this halacha, and therefore it doesn't belong to our particular kohen. It just belongs to kohanim in general, so you can pay it back to any kohen that you want. That is Mishnah Beis. We'll continue the Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.